Harihi Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadvara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay. Three, the other processes of dharma explained in the Bhagavad Gita are based on bhoga, enjoying separately from Krishna, or tyaga, renouncing separately from Krishna. Right? Because the attachment is there in karma to the result you'll get, and therefore how that will, you know, what benefit you'll get. Or in gyan, how you'll renounce. Right? Because the taste is in renouncing. It's not that whether it's useful or not. You know what I'm saying? In Krishna consciousness. Does that make sense? So here that aspect of either being not connected to Krishna, you know, which means totally shrama evahi kevalam, or it is partially connected to Krishna, but because of the mixed element, the part that's mixed is useless. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, what we're saying, what's being said here, because this is the conclusion of the Gita, so that surrender to Krishna. So any mix is useless. It doesn't mean that the process is useless. It just means what's mixed is useless. Does that make sense? Right? In other words, pure devotional service is mixed with something useless. That's why it's called mixed devotional service. Because devotional service is useful. Right? So what you're mixing it with is something useless. But because of our attachment, we think it's useful. Why useful? Important. You know? Necessary, yes. You know. Like that. But it's not real, because the soul is not the field. You know, right? The body is the field. And so the soul not being that, it actually has nothing for the soul. The soul just identifies with it as a way that the soul will get what it does need, which is association of Krishna. But the association of Krishna comes through that medium, but we're not identifying it as Krishna. Otherwise, why would we want it in that form when threefold, you know, bending form of Shyamasundara is the alternative? You know what I'm saying? If you can interact with Krishna as a person or as Brahman and Paramatma, then which do you choose?
Listen.
Yeah, you know, understand? But that's what we're doing, you know, when it's in, you know, our position. But it means Krishna as Brahman is who we're interacting with. Right, or doing good work, or the right work, then that's Paramatma. But that same, what we're looking for, that same work can be done for Krishna. But that means that surrender. So in other words, what is being addressed here is the difference between the part of the devotional service which is surrendered, and that part which is not. Right? Because it's very, we can catch very easily, okay, someone surrendered to Krishna, and then he's just a pious person following the Vedas. Right? That's very clear. No questions. But the question comes is when we're dealing with both at once. Right? Because then you have the pure devotion of the surrender and doing the thing for Krishna, but at the same time the mix of the piety of what you're doing for your own, here, enjoyment or renunciation. Does that make sense? So that's the... Because generally we look at it, we take this, we connect it to Krishna and that, but that's what karma yoga is, jnana yoga is. How do you say? Basically what we're doing is going along with the soul's illusion that this element is important. And since it's important to you, then you would naturally, since you're surrendered to Krishna, you would want to offer, you know, important things to Krishna. Right? So therefore, these things can be offered. Does that make sense? Because let's say one's interacting with the family. One goes to the temple, morning program, very nice, you know, focused, you know, there, taking part. Everybody feels you're, you know, very, how you say, participating member, right, that. But when he goes home, then it's just him and the family. There is no Krishna, no that, and that. You know, if something goes wrong, oh, Krishna, please, you know, this. But other than that, then there's no Krishna, right? Does that make sense? So this person is, it's mixed devotional service, right? But the elements here that are that could be engaged aren't. So then it's just karma, right? But then he sees that these things, you know, are important to him, and these can be connected to Krishna. Then now we're getting to the better quality of karma yoga instead of sakam karma yoga, it's nishkam karma yoga. Right? Does that make sense? But still, that part that he feels that's valuable, it's still actually not essential, because the relationship between the soul and Krishna is not based on those things. Right? Because if you have a natural relationship in Vrindavan, it's not based on, you know, that particular house in, you know, that particular part of Connecticut. You know, it's nothing to do with that. It's got a great view, right? You know, so what? You know, that's nothing to do with between you and Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. None of those things are actually important, but you're engaging them. So that's better. That's a better position of engaging the useless. Right? But the real thing is it's just done for Krishna. And since you've surrendered to Krishna, and so then whatever you have you use for Krishna, it happens to be that house in Connecticut. But it's not because you're attached to that house in Connecticut. That's why you want to engage it. Or that's why you're not engaging it, because you're so distracted. No, it's just it means you need a house, so here's a house. You live in it. You know, the government's not going to throw you out because you have the papers. Like that. So therefore, you invite devotees over, you have programs, you do so many things like that, but it's because it facilitates that. But if someone else's house would be better for that, you'd be comfortable there, not in the Hawaii, not my house, and all that, you know. I just got new curtains, so it has to be at my house. You know? Does that make sense? So in other words, that's saying this principle of surrender to Krishna, and then because of the surrender, then that knowledge and the detachment are coming, but they're coming in connection with Krishna. Right? But it may be connected with Krishna, but on the mixed platform. So you have all these things can work at once.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you say that surrender is mixed?
No, the surrender, when you're surrendered. It's just those moments when you're not surrendered. That's the part that's mixed.
It seems like moments of surrender. And then the whole...
That's there. But look at it this way. If you're looking at it, that's only moments of surrender, therefore I should improve and make it, you know, moments of, you know, bring it to the point of moments of it's not surrender. You know, I should work on that and get it where it's full surrender, then great. But if it's a matter, that's only moments of surrender, so I'm not actually, all these kind of things, we get all mental. Then you look at it, that if you have this whole big room here, if you have a candle, the one candle will dissipate the darkness. Right, but it only dissipates to a certain degree. It's not as much as, you know, a big, you know, high floodlight or something. You know, one of those ones that they when they're doing some program, they have those big lights this big that go like this in the sky. You know, like that. You know, that'll be if you brought one of those here, then it would be pretty bright.
More.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So the idea is that devotional service, even it's a moment, is so it's reality, so it has substance. While the illusion, no matter how nice it is, still has no substance. Right? Does that make sense? You know, that's the idea. So what we're trying to bring out here is devotional service has value, everything else doesn't. So even you taking something of no value, if you connect it to Krishna, then it has value. But it's only value because it's connected to Krishna. Does that make sense? You know, like here, the Dham has value because it's connected to Krishna. Now, whether we connect it or not, that's another thing. It still has value. You know what I'm saying? But your apartment, you know, in L.A., it only has value when you connect it to Krishna.
But here, we don't connect it, but still live here.
The Dham still has potency, whether you're taking advantage of it or not. That's another thing.
Not say not full advantage.
It means you're getting advantage just because you happen to be there. You know, just like the animals. They are purified because they're not committing any offenses. So therefore, if you're here, though you're not appreciating, but if you're not committing offenses, then you're purified. May not develop devotion, but you're purified. You know what I'm saying? Just like the holy name, you're attentive or not, it's still Krishna. Right? You understand? That's the difference. But your music arrangement or your TV arrangement, if it's connected to Krishna, it's connected. If it's not, it's not. You know what I'm saying? In the way of devotional service. Ultimately, as far as the philosophy goes, there's nothing that's not connected. It's all connected to God. It's just whether you're conscious of it or not. So everyone's only dealing with God, but they're not aware of it. So it's just which aspect you're trying to bring out, so then you bring that out in the philosophy. Because we can say it's a complete waste of time. Why is it a waste of time? Because we're not getting the benefit of interacting with Krishna. But the point is the person is actually God conscious. Right? But they're not conscious that what they're conscious of is God. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the... Like the kid's fully conscious of food. He's not conscious that the reason that there's that food is there is because the mother arranged it. You know what I'm saying? So, does that make sense? You know, so they're happy about that. Food's there. You know, clothes are there, all these different things are there. But it's not looking at it that the reason it's there is because mommy arranged it all. Right? That's missing. So that's the point. But they're conscious of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing here. So not being conscious is not useful. But if they become conscious, that's useful. But now fully conscious, that's better. Right, and if they're not fully conscious, then that's less better. And of this, even not means fully conscious, then that no one has a problem with. Right, it's clear. But now being not fully conscious, but being surrendered, then that becomes confusing. Or the person who's conscious but not surrendered. Right, you know, you have the, you know, the person, you know, he's a. You know, Vidvan and Sanskrit and this and that, and he's the, how you say, the chancellor of the, you know, Hindu university like that. He's well renowned for this. He's a big man in this, big man in that. In the Hindu world, he's a big guy like that. And so, you know, he knows so much the scripture and all that. And there's a little bit of kind of like, you know, appreciation of Krishna and stuff like that, or Ram. Like that. And then you have the new devotee who's, you know, surrendered to Krishna. He doesn't know anything. Doesn't know shlokas when he says the Sanskrit. No one can understand what he's talking about. You know, not even his own mommy, right? You know, so therefore, like that. And then compared to this other guy, it looks like, you know, he's a social freak, you know, like that. He doesn't know how to behave, doesn't know what to do, doesn't anything. But actually, he's in a superior position. Because he's on the fast path, while the other one's on the slow path. So this is where the confusion comes, because we're thinking that the expertise, the skill, all these things are actually Krishna consciousness. No, they're useful in Krishna consciousness. That's why a devotee's expert, because expertly done activities get expert results, which are better, are first class to offer to Krishna. But that's the only reason it's special. Right? Does that make sense? Yes.
Do we have a parallel here to the couple of days, some days ago we had about chanting for 2 weeks or chanting for 50 years? You remember?
You have these things because you have, like, when Parasara Muni, he was 9 years old at the time, he came into the assembly of the sages, and Markandeya Rishi was speaking, so he's the oldest, he's Chiranjeev, so he lives as long as Lord Brahma, so he's been through all these disillusions and everything like that, and you know, so all these different things. So then he was sitting on the Vyasasana, and when Parasaram walked into the assembly, he stood up. Right? So then everybody's back will be to Parasara. So in their minds, who coming into this assembly would inspire Markandeya to stand up? So that would basically have to be like Narad Muni, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, yes. Lord Shiva.
Big guys.
You know, that's about it. You know, everybody else is that he's kind of on the same platform as everybody else. So Indra, you know, 14 times in a day of Brahma, he's gone. He's history, right? You know, this guy's there for the whole lifetime. So, you know, so then they're wondering who it is. So when they turn around and see a 9-year-old kid, it's kind of like, hello, what's happening here? So then, and then Markandeya asks him to sit and speak. But then Parasara says, you know, come on, you've been around, you know, you have the most experience, this, that. I'm only 9 years old. And then Markandeya said, no, but in that your 9 years, you've been conscious of the Supreme more than I have been in my whole, you know, this, you know, half a lifetime of Brahma. Right? You know, 151 trillion years. So therefore, then Parasara accepted, and he sat and he spoke. Does that make sense? So you do have those elements. Those are always brought out, but we don't bring them out. They're not our main principles, you know, the main points, because any living entity is eternally servant of Krishna. It's just a matter of how seriously, how quickly they progress on it. So what we're trying to get is that surrender to Krishna, then that is the natural state of Krishna consciousness, and surrendering to Krishna, but through these indirect elements. So therefore, it becomes the slow path. Does that make sense? You know, just like sitting in the temple, being at Artik, chanting, being at Guru Puja, you know, hearing Bhagavad, those are direct activities. Going home, dealing with the family, dealing with your money, dealing with your social elements like that. These are indirect, even though they're connected to Krishna. Right? So, if one is already perfect, of course, there's no difference. Like the Pandavas, most of all they're talked about in the stories, a lot of it to do is all what we'd consider indirect. Though there is plenty of times when the Pandavas are with Krishna, but they're always thinking of Krishna, so they're doing all this for Krishna. Right? You know, Mother Jashoda's taking care of the house, it's not indirect. It's direct. Because everything's for Krishna. So you have that element. So then you can say it's, you know, indirect, but it's because it's indirect, that's why it's slow. And the other, because it's direct, that's why it's fast. Right? So those elements in the life where the surrender is there, that's fast. Those elements in one's devotional service that it's not direct, you know, or it's not connected at all, that's slow. Right? Not connected, even more slow. Real slow.
Super slow.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to desire to be purified, let's say, so the process will be working more quickly.
Yes. Means the whole point is desire. You want to be a pure devotee, and that's all you think about, you'll find it moves along really fast. Try it. That's all it is. We think, no, it's got to be something, you know, to go out there and wrestle a bull with your bare hands or something like that to make, you know, devotional service. All you have to do is desire it. That's all. Because surrender is just, you know, you just make that conscious that I'm connecting myself, I'm servant of Krishna, I just want to do it. It's just, all it is a state of mind. Does that make sense? But because we're so used to karma, you know, or gyan, that it's got to be the activity or the intellectual, like that. But neither of them are actually the state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Because karma, we don't think about that. He has, you know, when somebody's working very hard, you know, we'll go, wow, he's really determined, or he's that, or he's, you know, he's a really good worker, he's so efficient, wow, he's so professional. We never say, this guy is more attached than any of you. That's why he's working so much harder. You know? So therefore, if you guys would also be that attached, then, you know. You know what I'm saying? So no one identifies that part. You just see the work. So, but all it is he's more attached, that's why he's working harder. Because you can say, no, but he's got better skill. You have the common man who has no skill. and everything starts to fall apart on him, and that, you know, the wife is freaking out, the kids, this and that, there's no money. He does something crazy. He goes out there, he finds some way to make it work. Why? Because his attachments have become so prompt. Before, he's just going along. He's attached, but it's just going. But then when it all comes up, then he's just dealing just with pure attachment. He goes out and does something, you know, wild. It means, you know, they write books about it. They make movies. They, right? Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's the whole point. So all it is just switching what for you is the principal value. Right? If it's Krishna, then it moves very quickly on that line. The material stays just the way it is. Right? Does that make sense? They're two different things. So that's all you have to do. You just have to want to chant purely, want to always remember Krishna, always want to. You want that, and so continually want to want that. You know? Yes, so that means, therefore, you know it's possible.
Then what happens?
Then one gets distracted by all these other things, because the other things are ordinary. So this is new. So now devotional service, the lifestyle has become ordinary. Right? And so, therefore, but Krishna consciousness is Navayovana. Therefore, at any point, you can, because it's connection to Krishna, therefore it's always fresh. You just have to want it. But my point is just try that. Just try thinking that I want to be more serious. And then, you know, try to keep it up for more than a moment. You know. But even if you just do for that moment, that's one more moment than before when you weren't doing that. So it progresses. Right? And Krishna will remind you sometimes. Because he's remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Because you want to remember, therefore, then he'll allow you to remember. You don't want to remember, then there's so many opportunities to forget. You know? Does that make sense? You know. So that's.
So now this is the main principle about to be pure devotee of Krishna. This is the main principle in all the literature.
Yeah. So that's the point. It's just surrender.
And all the other principle, it's connected with that principle.
Yes, yes, that's all. Because it's always remember, never forget.
Yes.
So the direct is what is direct the Krishna that remembrance of him, and then what never forget means all those things that we're distracted by connecting those. That's the indirect. Mm-hmm. You know. So that's the thing, is that you want to but much of the time we'll get so absorbed and never forget Krishna, but we're not engaged in always remember. Like that. You know, so that's what Manu was talking about. We'll worry so much about those things that, you know, the never forget part, but we forget about the always remember. Yeah, that's the point. So when we surrender, we've surrendered. So to that degree, then we're situated on that fast path. But those parts that we haven't surrendered, that's what's keeping us on the slow path. But because the fast path is more powerful than the slow one, then by being on the path, and Prabhupada points out, then the knowledge and the detachment will automatically come because it's devotional service. So then gradually, then those elements that were attached to of the slow will give up, and that way we'll be more and more situated on the fast. So in other words, sadhana bhakti means you're situated on both at once. But because you've surrendered, it's counted as the fast path. Does that make sense? You know, that's the mood that Baladev brings out. Is that because it's connected, therefore it's considered as devotional service. You know. So that's what Prabhupada's appreciating in that, dedication. You know, is that Baladev's commentary, because he brings these things out. Mm-hmm. Is that it is devotional service, because there, so he's looking at the, you know, he's looking at the drop, you know, the moment, and going, wow, great, you know. Does that make sense? And so as long as one's not proud, then one goes on. As soon as you become proud for your moment, then you kind of go tap on the shoulder and go, hey, the rest of the room is still dark. It's one candle. Hello. Yeah. Like that. So, does that make sense? So that's the aspect that is being addressed, is that there's these two paths, but it's not that we can't be functioning on both at once. But the point is, as Krishna recommends, the fast one, the direct one. But the indirect one is not so. It means being on it is a waste of time, because for the same situation, same endeavor, you could be on the fast one. So therefore, that's a waste of time. Yes.
And the meaning of the definition of surrender is that that he wants to please Krishna.
Yes, basically. It means, in other words, you see yourself as servant of Krishna. You're therefore naturally meant to serve Krishna. Your happiness comes in connection with Krishna, so therefore you want to engage in activities that are pleasing to Krishna under the direction of authority.
Right?
In Shastra, yeah. Because otherwise, some people may have this kind of epiphany, but then just make up their own process. You know, you have so many of them, and you see in India and where even some great kind of thing. But they make it up, so what has it got to do with reality? You know what I'm saying? Nice thought, but still, unless one follows. So if then that person comes in contact with the bona fide line and then takes it up seriously, great. But if not, then they're just attached to their own idea of spirituality. And so it's not actually very spiritual. You know?
Even if someone takes a slow path, you need at one moment to surrender to Krishna.
Everybody has to, because the point is it's just a matter of the build-up. It means the piety is built up enough, then eventually one surrenders. But what's recommended is surrender, and then work on all those other things, right? Rather than be perfect at everything in the Vedic, you know,
yes,
direction, and then surrender. No, just surrender, and then what is required, you'll develop anyway, because most of it is not required. You know, and then there's a whole lot less things to be attached to. Okay, so then a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Krishna says, Sarva dharman pari. You have to give up this boga dharma and tyaga dharma. Sarva dharman parityaja. You are now engaged in two kinds of dharma. Somebody, karmis, they are boga. Boga dharma. They want to enjoy, and tyagi, they want to renounce this boga. So both of these will not help you. Boga tyagi. Then what? Seva. You have to take the dharma of seva. That is bhakti. Krishna seva. For Krishna, you can accept anything. That is, it may appear boga, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prita Maharaj, they were kings, very opulent kings. Dhruva Maharaj. So still, they were great devotees. Not only ordinary devotees, mahajanas. So this boga tyag has no meaning. It has no benefit. One has to become devotee, either in the boga field or in the tyaga field. It doesn't matter. Boga tyag is not required. Required service. Right? So in other words, the how we'll get confused is that we think that the form itself is what's important. Right? Why will that be there? Because we'll think that the form is the cause of devotion, or the activity is the cause of devotion. Right? Because I took my money and I engaged in Krishna's service, therefore it's good. No. Devotional service means engaging whatever you have. That's devotional service. You happen to have money. Right? Someone else has position. Someone else has time. Right? So whatever it is, then it's engaged. So it doesn't matter. So that element that we're trying to say that's what's important, that's not what's important. Right? What's important is the service itself. That's all that's important. Right? So, if the step is because it's the proper thing to do, and then it means you like to do this, and so therefore you'll do this for Krishna, then that's an improvement. That's good. That's solid. And if it's I'm willing to do what's appropriate, proper for Krishna, that's even better. But that you want to just please Krishna, that's the best. So it's not a worry about the quality of the elements. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the aspect, is that we have to yeah, does that make sense? Yes, no?
Can you say that? We have to want to catch this principle.
We have to?
We have to want to catch this principle.
We have to want to catch, yes. Because at some point, as you hear it, then it thinks, well, I would like to do that. So that's then where it starts. Like that. So that's the idea of reading all this, is so that we'll want to do it. So all it's saying is, under the direction of the bona fide representative of the Lord, engage body, mind, and words in the Lord's service. Right? That's all we've been discussing now for the last 2 years, right? But it's different angles because, you know, yes, we want to, but what about this?
Mind disorder.
Okay, we worked that out, but what about that? You know, so we just keep, you know.
Expanding.
Yeah, that's the...
But all these discussions are just for us to inspire to do service.
Yes.
Can't we say that this is already service?
It is service. But at the same time, then there's the practical application of. So hearing is also service. But so is chanting, so is remembering. So when we hear, then we'll chant. You know? So that means we'll do something practical with what we've heard. Right? Because when you hear something, shravana, then you apply it as manana. Right? Then you get realization. So then your application improves. Because at first you hear, we don't understand. We keep hearing, then we understand. But it's only when we realize, then our activity will actually be at its best. You know what I'm saying? So that's why hearing, this is a process. Like that. Does that make sense? But we're hearing in this state because we're trying to get to the point where we'll always be want to hear. Right? Because we hear for, you know, a certain amount of the day, and then we do some other things, then we hear, and then we do some other things. But in Vrindavan, all they're doing is hearing and chanting about Krishna. Does that make sense? So whatever they're doing, they're thinking about Krishna and of his glories and everything. Does that make sense? So it's a matter of that we're doing this much, then that's something special. But it's still, the goal is more special. You know? Does that make sense? So it's just a matter of continuing the same process. Does that make sense? But you don't want to apply it, because if you apply it, then that means then you can still be hearing and chanting when you're not just hearing. Right? In other words, you hear this and then you apply it, that's chanting. Does that make sense? So then you're thinking about Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Interesting. If everything else we will have in the spiritual world, but I doubt that we will have classes like that.
Because these classes are get it where you'll be willing to be comfortable in the spiritual world and not worry about anything else.
Just get it back to our world.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's there. But it's not that means... We're discussing aspects of devotional service. So in the spiritual world, they'll also discuss aspects of devotional service. But there it won't necessarily be the philosophy. It'll be the practical application. How to best serve Krishna. So discussions are there. And plus, there's no issues. So even if something has to be explained, we understand it really fast. You know, like if they want to show you how to play... You know how to sing. They only have to show you once that aspect, and then you know how to do it. You know, it's not like here that we forget because there's so many other things in the way. You know, like it's a codicil, and it's those, you know, and lunch, because there was no breakfast, so that gets in the way of, you know, you know, this note with that note, and, you know, this with that, and, you know, it's just, it doesn't quite, does that make sense? There's other, I'm sure if you actually got into it, the expert would be able to, that the potato itself would have a particular mood, and if it's, you know, baked or boiled or steamed, whatever it is, that would give some other aspect, and then depending what you put on top of it or something, then that would bring out the different elements. So they would be able to sing that perfect rag, which is that potato sitting there with everything on top of it and all how spiced and all that. So, but most likely, then either they worked at it a very long time because they were distracted earlier, or they're on the transcendental platform, so therefore, and there's a good chance they wouldn't be singing about a potato because that wouldn't be the important element. It would be the mood of, you know, Krishna and his friends or whoever he's with, and they're eating, so therefore it supports the eating of that potato. Did that make any sense? It didn't make any sense. Because you were thinking so much about the potato.
You were a potato.
That's what I was saying, see? There's the point. And you had breakfast? Yeah, because I noticed there was a difference in the reactions. I went, and you didn't have breakfast coming to me. What do you mean, didn't have breakfast? You know, he's sitting there going. So that was interesting. So there you have a practical example. Okay, so we're happy with the potatoes and everything. Yeah. Four, unconditional surrender is the Priti Purvaka, the method of love, which is Vidhi Purvaka, the right method, as opposed to Avidhi Purvaka, see Bhagavad Gita 9.23. For an example of the difference between the two, one may refer to the story of the wives of the Brahmanas in Krishna book. Okay. Quotation from Srila Prabhupada. They neglected this word, Avidhi Purvakam. They simply say that to worship other demigods is also the same. No, it is not. It's Avidhi Purvaka. And if you, suppose you are in trouble, you have to satisfy the police commissioner. But you are trying to satisfy the police commissioner by bribing the constable. That is Avidhi Purvaka. If it is known, then you'll be punished. So don't try to satisfy Krishna. Avidhi Purvaka. Vidhi Purvakam. That Vidhi Purvakam is direct. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. That is wanted. That is Vidhi Purvakam. Otherwise, Avidhi Purvaka. And how? The Vidhi Purvaka. How? Just as the Ganges water is flowing automatically towards the sea, similarly your devotional service like that, automatically, without any check, then your life is perfect. Okay? So it's just naturally flowing.
So if everything is arranged in our life in connection with the direct, means hear and chant, we arrange everything, then we can hear and chant. Is it considered direct or still indirect and direct?
It means the effect will be direct because you're doing those things for these other aspects because you have duties. That's why you're doing activities that would be classified as indirect. But you're doing them to support, you know, Krishna consciousness and the direct activities. So you'll be getting that benefit. In other words, when that's the natural, you know, like here, it's natural. It's just those things are all being done because they're part of the process of just arranging everything around Krishna.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're having to think about it, in other words, that aspect will attract the attention that's not connected to Krishna, then you'll catch that and then connect it. You know what I'm saying? That would be what we'd be saying is the indirect. Right? You know, in other words, your first impetus is because of your attachment for it. Then you'll correct that and bring it in line with Krishna. But when whatever you're doing, everything's about Krishna, then you're just Krishna conscious. Right? Does that make sense? So your Krishna conscious, the activity itself may be indirect. So you're directly Krishna conscious.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter then, right? So that's why sadhana is there. By practicing it comes. What we see is that sadhana, by practice, it will always keep you in the good state. So you become to the point of nishtha, you're fixed. But the real dynamic comes this when there's ruchi, there's taste. Because when there's taste, there's no interest in these other things. Right? And then when there's attachment, then there's no... Because in taste, you'll have that taste, but then still some other things may be a little bit, but it's very minimal. But asakti means is that there's only attachment to Krishna. So all these other things, it's not that anything distracts you. It's just that attachment for Krishna is not that mature. I mean, mature meaning prema, that's mature. So it just has to develop to the point where it becomes prema. Does that make some sense? Yeah, so that's why the same position, as we were discussing this morning, the Pandavas, then you don't have to discuss about them coming to the perfectional platform. They're already perfect because whatever they do is connected to Krishna. Right? You know, so it's already working that way. So the activities, they themselves may be indirect, but they themselves are directly connected. Right? Because the other ones, because your attachment, then you have to see how that attachment comes back to Krishna. Because if you didn't have the attachment, good chance you wouldn't do it. Right? But if it's your duty, then you would remain doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're out there and you have, you know, 10 cars and, you know, of all different varieties for all different situations, and so you're very, you know, and you keep them all in their mint condition, and every year you win so many awards and so many things like that. So it's one of those things you could connect that to Krishna, but if you come to another point is there may not be a need for that. You can still run your house and be Krishna conscious without 10 cars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then you might reduce that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you have 10 kids, you know, then you have a problem because then you're short 2 cars. Yeah, like that. So the point is that just whatever is necessary for the proper performance of your duty. So if it's your duty, then even though the reason you may have taken up that duty is because of your attachment, but now if there's no attachment, but you still do it because it's the duty. Because whatever situation you're in, everything can be connected to Krishna. So it's not that you have to change your situation to be connected to Krishna. You know what I'm saying? So there's no need. So those would naturally continue. And the others, unless there's some value. So if because of this, now all these people will come around and come to your house for a program to see all your cars, and then you can distribute prashad and things like that, then you might be worthwhile, you know. But I'm saying otherwise, then what's the, you know, it's always an annoyance, you know, because finding the parts and this and that, and the kids always want to take it out for a joyride, you know, it becomes crazy. So, you know. Okay, so this was an example in connection with it says one may refer to the story of the wives of the Brahmins. Yeah, because they're worshipping the demigods instead of worshipping Krishna directly. While the wives of the Brahmins, they worship correctly. So that's Vidhi Purvakam. Well, they were avidhi. They were going, taking this, offering to the demigods to get it to Krishna. Well, they just directly offered it to Krishna. Yeah.
You mentioned this uchi and sakti regarding this part. Can we say that anarthini priti is the long thing, and then when we pass it, hopefully everything else before prema will be completed?
Basically, because when you cross anarthini priti, it means as a stage in the 9 processes, rather than meaning. Yeah, then the Madhyam platform is said it's quicker. But even in that, once we come to Ruchi, that's where it gets really fast. Right? Because you can be on nishta for a while before taste, but once taste is there, from taste to asakti is very quick. Right? Like that. So it naturally just gets quicker. Yeah. Right? And then bhava to prema, then that's also, you know, that's the next. Because that's after the full, you could say you're more complete anartha nivritti. The anartha being the conditioning, you know, the material body, and those kinds of things. Yeah, so it speeds up. But you have to want it for it to go more quickly. In other words, if you want it, it'll go more quickly than if you're not worried about it, and it'll just happen whenever it happens. Right? Now think about it. There's so many things in your life that they naturally will happen in due course of time. You know, like after 2 weeks, you know, it is that there is an opportunity to go into Calcutta and buy some saris, right? So, but the thing is that there's a festival coming up, you know, in a week, so we could go tomorrow. You understand? But it will come. But because you want it, it happens quicker. You understand? So it's just, you have to put Krishna consciousness on that list. You know, ideally put your kind of to the front. Right?
Before the sari. Before the sari.
Yeah. Before the sari is the bang, all those things like that, you know, whatever it is, the new iPod. You know, all those different things. It has to be in front of that.
Then she's gonna make fast progress.
Yes. Then anyone will make. That means that's the trick. You see it in Krishna consciousness. It means sometimes in the stories, and they tell them something, and they get them all excited about. The person is looking at it materially, but because it's connected to the Lord, they get so excited about it. They're so committed to it that they actually advance very quickly. You know, like Dhruva Maharaj. You know, he wants a kingdom bigger than his father's, just to show his, you know, his brother and everybody, you know, what's what. One, his father for being a wuss, right? Yeah. You know, and two is, you know, his stepmother and his stepbrother, right? Like that. And so then, and then he and his mother will live in that bigger kingdom. You know, so he's like that. And so then he comes to Narad Muni, and then he explains everything. So he's very determined. So in 6 months, he comes to have darshan of the Lord. So that means how much he wanted that. But because it was connected to the Lord, he became purified by it.
So we can.
And so when he does see the Lord, then all those things aren't so important anymore.
So we can use our attachments in that way.
That's the whole point of this indirect element, is that if that's connected to Krishna, then it becomes very dynamic.
Yeah. We have to be
determined. It helps. It helps.
Determination is from Sakti Yuga.
Okay. Give yourself 9 months, you know, or even a year. Hey, be liberal, okay. You know, don't rush things, you know, like that. You know? So it's like. But I mean, in comparison, Maharaj Kadvanga was only a moment. So I mean, so 6 months is not a bad amount of time. Yes.
Can we take as a sign of our development in Krishna consciousness that we actually enjoy Krishna consciousness?
Yes, yes. We actually enjoy Krishna consciousness. That would be that. That's your more. Then you'll find as a secondary to that is things that before. That we used to give you more pleasure materially, it means other than Krishna consciousness, don't so much anymore. So then the trick is if it's your duty, continue it properly with full potential. And if not, just let it go. You know, as it disappears, let it disappear. Right? Because the only reason it's disappearing, because there is something that's replacing it. It's the Krishna consciousness.
So it's the same principle, always remember that.
Yeah. How many times I've heard, not just here, but I'm saying before, you know, somebody tuning a violin. I'm just waiting for the next note, you know, that, you know, where is that? You know, and then after that, they're supposed to start playing, you know, like that. Okay. Okay, in the seventh chapter, okay, continuation of the purport. In the seventh chapter is said... Excuse me. I still don't take that note. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reaction can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is freed from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is said here that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. Right? So that'll answer problems that were coming up this morning, is that, you know, how it means only if one's free one can surrender, but if one's not, therefore we can see is that the devotees are following the quick path, but it's not within the quick, they can't slow it down. You know what I'm saying? So the point is that one's free from all sinful reactions, but it doesn't mean that one's not attached to them. So that's the whole point, is that surrender, then it's going to be, because you surrender, you become freed. But if you maintain the material attachments, it'll slow you down. That's why it's considered an offense. Because you've been given the opportunity, but you're not taking it. We're taking it, oh, I'm sitting here, and I have to get there. No, you're actually situated there, you just have to recognize that that's where you are. But because of our attachments, we always mentally situate ourselves in a different place. You know what I'm saying? One chance, one name of Krishna, one is freed from all sin. Right? But he's still attached to that sin. That's why he keeps acting in that way. You know, and then from that he can pollute himself again, contaminate himself. Right? But as soon as he surrenders again, it's gone. That's why there's no prize chitta for devotees. Because all it is remembering Krishna. Does that make sense? You know, that's the... So then, you don't have to separately do. You just have to... In other words, devotional service already includes... In other words, you go to Mangalarti because you want to see Krishna and serve Krishna and sing for Krishna. Not that by going to Mangalarti, then, you know, so many millions of lifetimes of sin are going. You know? I mean, if it's between... you're not going to get out of bed, or you'll get out of bed if you will be freed from so many millions of lifetimes. Okay, then we'll go with that. You know, because by becoming purified, then you'll also surrender. So the thing, both aspects are there, but here then, that surrender is first. Therefore, it's a superior process. Now, there's no need of strenuous effort. Just whatever is the effort required in the practice of Krishna consciousness. That's all that's required. Is that something?
So Mahajit is available for everyone.
It's available for everyone. That's the thing. Everybody can do that. That's what's so nice. That's what's so nice. You know, and it's when Prabhupada's giving that, I forget what they call it, Mahamantra address or something like that. It's on the, yeah. Then and there, he's saying, even a child can do it, even a dog, you know, the animals can do it. Like, he's just this, you know, that they see, you know, Krishna, they can interact. You know, he looks nice, you know, or, you know what I'm saying, they see Prashad, they want to eat Prashad, so they're attracted to Krishna, you know, like that. Notes. Surrendering to Krishna destroys sin at its very roots, right? Anything else won't. Only devotional service gets rid of the root. Quotation from Srila Prabhupada. These four kinds of stages of sinful activities, in stock, almost fructify, manifest, all the stages of sinful activities can be immediately nullified because it is assured by Krishna. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. It is not imagination. If we believe in the words of Krishna, then there's no question of denying this fact. Krishna personally says, Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha. Sarva pape bhyo. the kutashta, the fallen mukha, prarabdha, everything, it becomes immediately nullified simply by this process, by surrendering. Right? So all aspects, see, other ones may get rid of a reaction, but they don't get rid of the stock. Mm. Sinful activities in stock, that they won't get rid of. Because in stock means what it is that you have an interest in.
Yes.
Because you haven't done it yet. So where's the reaction? How will the atonement get rid of a bad reaction? Because there is no reaction yet. It's just in stock. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? The guy has a big, you know, how you say, oak keg of, you know, wine in his basement. But he's not doing anything with it. So where's the sin? There's no reaction. You know, it's only, but the thing is that he has it there. There's that, why would he have it there? Because it's an interest. So once he gets it out, then you start, then the kutaj, then the process starts. Right? But just that you have it, that's bija. Does that make sense? So that the idea is that if you're not acting on it, but the point is they're all there. So by performing an atonement or performing pious activities, then the atonement can get rid of what's already sprouted, but it can't get rid of what is not sprouted. It can't get rid of the stock. So that's why it doesn't matter what one does, one will still do it. That's why the example is given of the elephant. It takes bath. It loves baths. Elephants will stay in the water all day, like that, and they love a good scrub and everything. They scrub them with stones, right? You know, not with nice little, you know, body shop scrubbers, right? You know, stones, you know, like that. Get like that, and then as soon as they come out, they catch dust and throw it on themselves. So that's why it's a good example of an elephant's bath, is that you remove the reaction of the one, but you have so much more in stock. So only devotional service will get rid of that. So that means surrender. When you surrender to Krishna, then he says, sarva pape bhyo moksha. You're freed from all, you know, sin. Does that make sense? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
No issues on karma and pop and...
I think.
Okay, cool. Just say, because I mean, this would have been a 3-day discussion last year. Two, other methods of religion cannot deliver one from the root of sin because they are essentially man-centered, not God-centered. The root of sin is our very lack of surrender to Krishna. What was I just? Wow. The very root of our sin is very lack of surrender to Krishna. This unsurrendered attitude manifests in man-centered religions as the portrayal of God as man's order supplier. Mm-hmm. Right? But it's correct in that you're going to God. Right? But it's still, God's not the center. So we could also, in this, going through this, it would appear that it's being illuminated that surrender means it's God-centered. So the quick path means it's God-centered. And the slow path means it's man-centered.
Mm.
Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It says heaven on earth, goodwill to
man,
not goodwill to God. Man. Right? You know, it sounds like that. But you see, as the devotees, they're blessing God. He may be happy. He may be prosperous. He already is. But still, yeah. It's that sentiment that they want for him. Not that, he's already got enough, so hey, how about something for us, you know? Sharing is caring, hey, come on, you know, like that, yeah.
So that's also sakam niskam.
Yeah. Quotations from Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Krishna says, first of all, surrender, then try to understand. Because the point is, if you don't surrender, you'll never really understand. Because the point is, God reveals himself. So that's actually the proper process is, you've heard, you surrender to that, then you'll understand more. Sarvadharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. When you surrender, and by that surrendering process, when you surrender, and by that surrendering process, when you are freed from the resultant action of sinful activities, you can appreciate God, not that God is my order supplier. So here, when you surrender, and by that surrendering, you are freed from the resultant action. So in other words, you surrender, Krishna frees you. When you're freed, you can understand. Mm. Right? So if you're going to try to understand on your own, you better be really pious. You know, so otherwise it's not going to... And piety won't get that. So still, there is, again, only really one path. Mm. Right? The quick path. You know, I mean, there's one path, and Krishna's recommendation is be quick. Not slow. Right? You know, so vidhi, you're going towards Krishna. Avidhi, you're going away.
So when it says varieties of religion, that refers to this man-centered...
Even if it means, the point is when we're saying man-centered, we're not meaning here non-Vedic. We're just meaning... You're worshiping God to go to the heavenly planets or Brahman, or, you know, that, you know, your kid will get over his sickness, or, you know, like we said this morning, he'll pass his exams, or, you know, how you say, husband will get his, promotion, or, you know, all these different things, you know, that, you know, father's being transferred to a new office, you know, next month, so let it be Paris, not, Papua New Guinea. Like that. Does that make sense?
Mark?
Yeah.
You're trying to be fast, but what about those people, because nowadays everything like instant?
Instant.
Yeah, like instant.
Yeah, just add surrender. That's all. You just have to add surrender to your life. That's it. And you have pure devotional service. Instant came from us. We're the ones that are instant. This other thing is that it's seemingly instant, but not so instant. It's instant, but see, because the instant we're talking about, the quality is very good. Right? But the instant they're talking about, you've reduced the quality to make it instant. Right? You know, instant dinner means you drop it in the pot, you know, and in 2 minutes, dinner's ready, you know. You've lost something in the translation there, you know.
It's instant, but it's not dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that's dinner. And we don't want to get into it. That is the discussion of what's dinner. Yeah, I mean, for the rat, it would be even more instant. You know, you don't even bother with the water, you just eat it straight. Right. With the pack. Okay. So the second quote. Sarva dharmam paritya jamam ekam sharanam braja. You have manufactured so many rascaldom in the name of religion. Give up all this nonsense, simply surrender unto me. This is wanted. But Krishna knows that if I say to the rascals, surrender unto me, he'll take otherwise. A big scholar says, oh, this is too much sophistry. Krishna is demanding, simply surrender unto me. And the commentator is remarking, oh, this is too much. Right. So Krishna is just saying surrender, because here also then this rascaldom, we're talking within and without, because here he's commenting, the commentator means on Gita. Right, the commentator on that verse, in other words, the commentator said, oh, this is too much. You know, you just take it slow. Right? You know, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, if you want, you know, that's that. But, you know, like, so, thing. But, so this rascaldom is, we have to remember, is even within what's bona fide is simply giving a principle. Right? But you're picking the specific detail. Right? So, you're attached to that detail, right? So that's the rascal one. Does that make sense? Something is to be engaged in service, but you're attached to the thing itself. That's the rascal one. You know, understand? So this principle applies if we're talking about someone who's not following any Vedic principles, or who's following but no devotional, or even within the devotional. It just, you know, becomes more and more fine. You know, but here we're talking about you know, specifically that they're saying there's no need to surrender. Like that. You know, how you're doing is nice. You know, you're pious, you're good, don't worry about it. You just go on like that. Don't rock the boat. Mm-hmm. Like that. So that's rascal. Because mm-hmm. if you surrender, then it's nice. Okay. Three. As one requires no preliminary knowledge to surrender to Krishna, similarly one requires no preliminary purity or piety. Right? Because knowledge is then in the highest, if that's not required. If you can get devotional service, that's not required, so that means what's lower than that also wouldn't be required. Mm. Right? Yeah. So therefore, preliminary purity or piety.
You need that
piety. Yes, that piety means, yes, the devotee means it's associated with devotees. But you don't need any that you properly performed religious activities. You've just associated with devotees. Like that. And in that association, you've done so many activities. But what's special about it is the activity of doing devotional service. Right? That's the thing that's important. So if you can expose people to devotional service, then that's the point and Narottam Das Thakur is making. Is it papi tapi jato chilo hari namer udarilo? You know, it means sinful, pious. It doesn't matter. Whatever is there, everybody's elevated by hearing the holy name. So that's the thing. So. In other words, none of this is required. We're making it that you have to be pious to perform devotional service. Mm. Mm. But actually you don't.
It's the other way around.
You have to be devotional. Then the piety has some meaning. Because otherwise if you have piety but no devotional service, what's the meaning? Does that make sense? But it's not that. So we create, and then why is that being created? Where does it say? Mm. Right? We're making it up. Mm. Therefore, rascal.
Yes.
You have manufactured so many rascaldom in the name of religion.
Yeah.
That's just, it works for us. So, you know, because it's man-centered, therefore, hey, you know, that's cool. You know? So that's the thing, is that if it, but then better, it's based on Shastra, but then the particular detail is important. You know what I'm saying? So that's the different things. So the idea is that, no, it's the surrender to Krishna that's important. But he defines how to surrender. You know, what is that process? So then we follow that. So if you are surrendered, then you would naturally do things the way Krishna says. Therefore, then all these niceties come into play. All the nice social and economic and justice and all these things that we may have an attraction for, they're automatically there if the surrender to Krishna is there. Quotation from Srila Prabhupada. So without being pavitra, without being pious, without being free from contamination of material activities, nobody can approach Krishna. That's a fact. But Krishna is so kind that he orders that even if you have got some kamana, some desire, material desire, still you can take shelter upon me. Sarvadharma parityaja. You do not take shelter of anything else. Simply depend upon me. In other words, you wouldn't be able to, without being pious, without being freed from contamination, you would not be able to take up the devotional practices. Right? Who would want to? Why would they do that? Right? You know, what does it take for your mother to offer everything she cooks to Krishna? Right? It's just a mental state. But does she? Not necessarily. Why not? Because of the lack of freedom from impiety. Right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, but if you surrender to Krishna directly, then you can take up the devotional process. Yes. Right? The others are taking the process, then surrendering. Here it's you're surrendering, then taking up the process. Does that make sense? That's a fact. But Krishna is so kind that he orders that even if you have got some kamana, some desire, material desire, still you can take shelter upon me. Sarvadharmam parityaja. You do not take shelter of anything else. Simply depend on me. Sarvadharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. You haven't got to depend on anything else. I will give you protection. So we have to take faith in the words of Krishna and pitch our complete faith and devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes.
So what is the defect when we see people who might have material desires and they try just to surrender and they don't have the desires fulfilled and then they go away?
Because it's man-centered. So it's a slower path, so it'll just take a little longer.
So that means they didn't surrender? Or
That surrender has been overwhelmed by others. You know, so it's, in other words, surrender is a constant process. It's dynamic. You know, if you have affection for somebody, it's not you had affection. No, you still have. So it's always being cultivated, right? And it's expressed through engaging in the process, right? So the surrender is expressed. So that's what is. Does that make sense? But the point is by association, they can take it up again. You can reawaken that desire, right? That surrender. And then again, the process will continue. So that's the idea, is that one is always seeing that the association of devotees is available to everybody, right? No matter what is there. You know? That's the point. So even if someone's not so involved, still they're contacted, they're, you know, like this, to see, try to engage them or this or that. And if they're not so interested, then just, you know, contact them when something bigger is happening. You know, they won't come daily or weekly, but they might come for a festival. You know, just some way, in other words, just always you're trying to. Because that's all Krishna's doing. He's sitting there and waiting. Right? And then when you notice, then everything starts. Does that make sense? 9:32. O son of Prita, those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, and Shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. Right. Okay, so this is given in that there may be material desire, or there may be, how do you say, a lack of piety, right? So therefore, anybody can surrender. Right?
Mm-hmm. Lack of surrender to many desires.
Well, you could just take, you know, how you say, the more obvious is that desires are nine times, so that's going to create something there, right? You know, so you're already dealing with that element. Then you also have the element of just the, how you say, the primordial sin of having agreed to accept one quarter of Indra's reaction to the killing of a Brahmin. So that just by being born as a woman, it's automatically considered sinful because of that aspect. So you can count it like that. That's also sometimes how it's used. So between these two, then generally it would cover that. Like that. But the point is that if whatever is one's position, you know, desires connects to Krishna, then it becomes perfect. Right. So it didn't work to the gopis' disadvantage. Like that. So it doesn't have to. But, you know, in a general case it does. But it doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Because women by nature are more religious. Right? Because what does religion generate? Artha, facility. And if you have nine times desire for facility, what would you want to be? Religious. Therefore, women are more religious than men. So that can be their advantage, because they're religious. They'll do something. Like the guy, he doesn't feel like going to Mangalarti, he may not go. But the woman, she doesn't feel like going, but she thinks something bad will happen if I don't go, so she goes. That's the difference. So it has its advantage. Right? So everything has its advantage and disadvantage. Okay, last. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.18. My dear Uddhava, if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desire. But because of his unflinching devotion to me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. Right? He may be harassed by it, but he won't be defeated by it. Right? So if we're defeated, then we understand it's not unflinching devotion. Devotion, but not unflinching. So when we get to unflinching, then we won't be defeated. Does that make sense?
Explain unflinching?
Unflinching. You know what flinching is? Okay, when you're sitting there and you're in trouble, right? You've just, you know, done something you shouldn't have, right? And, you know, your father's there and he's talking and he's standing there and you're down here looking and all that, and then he moves his hand but he's going to scratch his head and you go like that. That's flinch. So unflinch means, when you say unflinching, means it doesn't get distracted by anything else. Right?
Didn't matter.
Okay.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What did we just do? We just did... Okay. Where did we start?
We started on 35.
5-2.
Yeah. The other processes of dharma.
Oh, okay.
So we're just on schedule. We're supposed to do 3 pages a day, and we can finish before.
Yes, I have to calculate.
Ah, okay. Oh, I see, yeah. But did you count that the last page is only partial? Or?
Yeah, but it's the summary, so the issue is not from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. So that we go through the whole thing quick, and add this last thing, the last sentence, and it drags it out for 2 days.
I think that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we had that this year also. Going along really fast, and then suddenly, you know, the page were going along like this, and then as you get to the end, and it just really slows down. Okay, that's cool.
It slows
within the fast. Yes, but what makes it slow is the elements of attachment, right? Yes. The lack where we don't understand and things like that. So that slows it. Yeah. So it's there. So that means these things you go through. It says, you know. So that's the point. Is that's the, if you just, the explanation is a couple of sentences. You know, and if one appreciates it. So one can understand how these points later you can go through such greater volume. Right? Does that make sense? Because these will be much easier. You know? And I would expect, the idea is that next year it should completely clear all of these kind of things. So Bhagavatam will go very quickly. You know, because here we're taking, you know, sometimes a couple of weeks to do a chapter. We're talking about doing 2 chapters a week. Right, but it should go very easy because there is no, it's just a matter of understanding the finer points and more connections and things like that. That's the idea. So depending on what happens, we'll have to see. So if we can maintain it, good. But that means we'll have to see what the audience is.
Facebook.
Huh?
Facebook.
Yeah, like that. Otherwise we'll have to make it where, unless one is, you know, been in the, gone through it, he can't ask questions. But still, it changes the environment. Because you have to explain it to catch everybody's mood. Like that. So you take what's the general mood, and then that you try to give an explanation of the work. And you bring out this part, and then you bring out that part, and this and that. But if it's one mood, then you just go through it great.
Only those who are serious will come.
Oh,
yeah.
The worst time we should choose.
like 12:30 to 2?
Yeah.
Right after lunch?
No, during lunch. It's after lunch that even the sincere ones will still be asleep. During lunch, then they'll all be at lunch. You don't have to worry.